98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Keim time. With Doug and Wolf. Presented by Santan Ford and Gilbert. We are Santan Ford.
All right, welcome back to the show. Pleased now to be joined by the general manager of your Arizona Cardinals ahead of their game this weekend in Foxborough against the New England Patriots, Steve Keim on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Steve, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Good morning, man. I did. Happy Black Friday.
Yeah, so I guess maybe a little less chaotic this year. You know, we're looking at the injury report with Kyler Murray being limited, and then the news yesterday that Larry Fitzgerald and Trent Sherfield are on the COVID reserve list. Just in terms of overall health, I mean, how do you feel about your team going into the game on Sunday?
Well, we're certainly banged up, and more so from a defensive front perspective, but give new guys opportunities to step up and make some plays at a number of positions. Obviously, we got wide receiver and on the defensive line, signing Domantas Peko, I think was a good addition. He's shown some leadership qualities early on. Guy's played a lot of football. I think he started 14 years in the National Football League. So he certainly brings some credibility to that locker room. And excited about what Isaiah Simmons did last week against Seattle, certainly playing his best game as a pro.
Other than Larry and Trent going on the COVID-19 list, is there any further updates in regards to that today?
No, Judge. At this point, that's it for now. And I know Tom Reed and our medical staff has done a great job staying on top of things. And hopefully that remains the same situation.
Steve, you mentioned a guy like Peko who's been in the league for a while. And you know, you see this week playing without Fitz. When you have a young coach and a young quarterback and you get to this point in the season, how important is it to get leadership, whether it's from a new guy like Peko or like a guy like Buda Baker or DeAndre Hopkins, guys that have been around in this league and had success?
Well, it's always important, especially you get to this time of the year and every game becomes bigger and bigger, particularly when you're in the playoff picture. And, you know, when adversity strikes or times get tough, and a lot of us are tired at this time of year, players' legs get heavy, there's that voice in the locker room that certainly helps. And it becomes infectious. And the more leaders you have, certainly the better chances you have of having success moving forward.
Luke Lipinski and Jarrett Carlin here, filling in for Doug and Wolf with the great Steve Keim. And Luke mentioned that Kyler Murray was limited in practice all week with a shoulder injury. We've been talking about it all week. Do you expect him to play, to be all right this week? And also, Cliff Kingsbury this week said that last week when the injury happened, he kind of had to adjust his play calling and maybe call less runs, make him more of a pocket passer. How comfortable are you if Kyler Murray has to be more of a traditional pocket passer because of the injury?
Well, I think we all know that he can throw from several platforms and has the arm talent. As far as his current health, I mean, I know we've done a good job of, you know, rehabbing him this week, and he's made some improvements. So we'll find out soon enough if he'll be ready to go. But those are our expectations, that that Kyler will be ready to go, and the rest of our team will step up around him with those receivers lost. You know, guys like Andy Isabella and guys like Keyshawn Johnson and Chase has continued to do a nice job out of the backfield catching the football. So expect our offense to continue to function at a high level.
Steve, you mentioned Isaiah Simmons, and he had the big interception against Russell Wilson the first time you guys played the Seahawks, but then also kind of had that breakout game in the most recent contest against the Seahawks. How much pressure do you feel that maybe he was facing getting off to a somewhat slow start to his career with everything that's been going on? And how much of his turnaround now do you think should be attributed to Vance Joseph?
Well, we've always had a philosophy that rookies come in and they're rookies until we get to about Thanksgiving and they learn how to be a pro. And that's not only on the field, but in the locker room and the preparation. I don't think that's any different for Isaiah. And some of it had to do with opportunity. There's no doubt Vance Joseph and Billy Davis have done a fantastic job with him. continuing to maintain his focus, more so on his eyes and understanding of the game at this level. So I think we all saw on last Thursday night against Seattle some of the things that he can do and how special he can be running to the football, his lateral close, his speed, his athleticism, all of those things that attracted us to him in the first place.
The team is a Hail Mary away from actually losing three games in a row right now. It's been an up-and-down season. They're still right there in the playoff hunt. But how happy are you? How do you feel the team has made progress this season? Do you think that they're on an upward trajectory still? Do you feel comfortable with the rest of the way they're going the rest of the season?
I do. You know, I the one thing that concerns me is the mistakes we've made, the negative yards, the self-inflicted penalties. I mean, those are really things to me that are inexcusable. And we have to stay disciplined and focused to eliminate those issues. You know, there are games that I can point back to, whether it was, you know, Detroit or even Miami, games that I think were certainly winnable for us that, you know, we didn't do a good enough job. But then there were some other games that we hung in there, even though we were down, and we faced that adversity I talked about earlier and prevailed in the end because we believed in each other. But it would be nice to come out and play fast and eliminate those mistakes and the penalties and, you know, really come out to a fast start and put the pressure on the other team for once.
How do you start faster, and how do you eliminate those penalties? Because that seems to be the reoccurring problem that's sort of holding them back from going on any long winning streaks.
That's it. Focus and execution. I mean, we've got to eliminate those stupid penalties that put us in 2nd and 12 or 3rd and 14, and then it puts Cliff in a bind on what he calls, puts more pressure on the quarterback. I mean, we have got to get in manageable downs. We have to be able to run the football effectively early on. So those are the things we're working on a daily basis. I have a lot of faith in our coaching staff. Though we have a very talented staff, starting with Cliff, and BJ's done a great job. I think he's done some good things making adjustments. Sean Coogler, you've heard me talk about over and over, as one of the best line coaches in the NFL. So have a lot of faith in those guys, and think we're going to get it cleaned up.
Talking Cardinals GM Steve Keim. Steve, it's not Tom Brady. It's not the Super Bowl-bound New England Patriots, but it is still Bill Belichick, and you're still going into Foxborough this weekend. Is there still some mystique to playing the Patriots in November and December?
Yeah, I mean, you're playing a Hall of Fame coach, and he's going to have a certain way of playing us, and I'm assuming it's going to include controlling the clock, eliminating our touches. He knows we're explosive offense, so if he can keep us off the field and he can chew up clock, if they can run the football effectively, you know, that's sort of certainly to me what's going to be his style. And, you know, we can't go in there and expecting to win because of our records. We have to go in and we have to be dialed in, and more than ever, we have to execute at a high level to win this game.
You mentioned that the penalties, the negative plays have affected Cliff's play calling and what he's been able to call throughout the games this season. In general, have you been happy with Cliff Kingsbury's play calling this year?
Yes, I have. I mean, he is a guy that puts a lot of stress on defenses, uses different personnel groupings, different things with the pre-snap motions. And I think if you talk to any defensive coordinator in the league, they would tell you that Cliff is certainly a tough guy to prepare for. And I think it's just going to get better and better as he and Kyler continue to grow relationship-wise. And I think the sky's the limit. We just got to continue to do our thing, stay healthy, and you know, really work our tails off during the week just to make sure that those penalties and the things that have happened in the past that have slowed us down doesn't reoccur this weekend.
Steve Keim, great stuff. Thanks so much for the time this morning. Good luck on Sunday, all right?
Thanks, man. Happy holidays.
All right, you too. That's Cardinals GM Steve Keim joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Coulter Cadillac Tempe. Experience the difference. Visit CoulterCadillacTempe.com. All right, when we come back, we'll react to some of what he just said. It is the Doug and Wolf Show. Luke Lipinski and Jarrett Carlin in for Doug and Wolf on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.